Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From travelling for a frankly ridiculous amount of time to make a show, to indulging in ill-advised pre-match activities. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who prepared for matches in the worst possible way. Number 10, Jeff Hardy gets in a bad way. Those who tuned in to Victory Road live back in 2011 were met with one of the most unsettling and uncomfortable sights witnessed in a wrestling ring up until that point. Jeff Hardy, clearly under the influence from the moment he arrived on the ramp, stumbled to the ring en route to challenging Sting for his TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Eric Bischoff would then rush down before the match got underway, not so subtly altering the plans for the encounter, before the Icon called it a night early with a Scorpion Death Drop and a forced pin on the charismatic Enigma. Hardy was clearly in a bad way coming into the pay-per-view, and despite reportedly seeming fine for the majority of the day of Victory Road, he definitely needed help. So TNA sent the star home and wrote him off TV after the incident, with Hardy soon entering into a 120-day outpatient rehab. Despite still dealing with his demons from time to time, Hardy has thankfully never hit what he classed as rock bottom again like he did at Victory Road 2011, and for that we definitely are thankful. Number 9, Goldberg gets a little too intense. Former WCW World Champion Bill Goldberg prides himself on bringing a level of intensity to his work that few in the wrestling industry have ever been able to replicate. However, on a number of occasions, that willingness to ramp up his emotions before strutting out in front of a live audience has come back to bite the man on the ass. During his initial WWE return in 2016, Goldberg famously appeared before a Monday Night Raw crowd sporting an open wound on his forehead. This was all thanks to the WCW Icon's pre-match ritual of slamming his skull into the locker room door to get himself fired up for the task at hand. Taking things up a few ill-advised notches though, Goldberg performed this act once again before his infamous encounter with The Undertaker at Super Showdown in 2019. As you likely already know, that match didn't exactly go to plan, with Big Bill's eventual concussion on the night likely the result of said odd pre-collision with a ring post. Needless to say, there are probably better ways to get your head in the game beforehand. Just ask Zac Efron. Number 8, Stephen Amell gets injured in training. He may not be a star primarily known for his wrestling exploits, but Arrow actor Stephen Amell is still a die-hard fan of the business, and he wasn't about to let the chance to perform in a WWE ring pass him by without giving it his all in the lead-up. However, it looked as though Amell was a victim of his own enthusiasm coming into his SummerSlam 2015 tag match alongside Neville, with the two taking on the unit of Cody Rhodes, Stardust, and King Wade Barrett. What a time to be alive! Whilst pushing his body to the limit during his quest to get in the best in-ring shape possible, the actor suffered a nasty injury to both his jaw and tongue on the back of an overzealous curl with a bar, cracking the former and having his molars indented into the latter. Yikes. Despite this excruciating injury though, Amell was still able to get through his first and only WWE match to date. Number 7, The Undertaker can't get into fighting shape. Despite knowing that his body wasn't in the condition he wanted it to be back in 2017, The Undertaker agreed to put over WWE's then divisive future in Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 33. However, recurring hip issues ultimately meant that the star wasn't able to train in the way he would have preferred coming coming into both the Royal Rumble and Mania 33. In the end, the Taker we got inside of the Citrus Bowl on that fateful night tragically paled in comparison to the one from Mania's gone by, plodding around the ring and botching spots he'd performed with ease for so much of his WWE tenure. Determined to avenge those painful memories, Taker would then spend the next few years attempting to produce the top standard career-ending performance he knew he was still capable of, and he thankfully finally achieved just that in the middle of a makeshift boneyard in 2020. Still seems kinda surreal to say that. Number 6, Randy Orton skips rehearsals with The Undertaker. Speaking of the legendary phenom, coming into WrestleMania 21, Randy Orton was gifted with the prized spot of taking on The Undertaker at the monumental event where at this point he'd never picked up an L. At this moment in time, however, a young Orton perhaps wasn't taking the industry as seriously as he should have been. After getting into what he classed as a little bit of trouble the night before that year's Hall of Fame ceremony, Orton found himself catching up on some Z's when he should have been at a rehearsal for his Mania 21 match with the likes of Taker, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and his father, Cowboy Bob Orton, to name but a few. By the time Orton did arrive, all involved were leaving and finishing up. Taker would go on to work with Orton for a year despite this dreadful early impression. But it's safe to say that the legend killer didn't exactly endear himself to the legendary locker room leader just before arguably the biggest match of the rising star's career at that time. This is also a moment the Viper deeply regrets to this day, and it's not hard to see why. Number 5, Hulk Hogan gets involved in a jet ski accident. WrestleMania 9 ended on such a controversial note that the fact the immortal Hulk Hogan strutted into the show sporting the mother of all shiners appeared to get lost in all the main event chaos. According to The Star, the injury was sustained during a freak jet ski accident. The incident apparently resulted in Hogan having 100 stitches under his skin, and he also broke his orbital socket. However, if you believe Jim Cornette's recounting of the tale, Hogan's injury was actually brought about by none other than the Macho Man Randy Savage. Cornette revealed on his drive-through show that Miss Elizabeth had gone to stay with Hogan's wife Linda. Upon finding out that Elizabeth was at the Hogan household, and realizing the Hulkster hadn't informed him about this, Macho Man decked Hogan with a punch. Regardless of which story you believe, walking into one of the biggest nights of the year with a monstrous eyesore in more ways than one likely made for a difficult evening all round. And it even almost resulted in the iconic star being pulled from the event altogether, which would have been one hell of a blessing in disguise looking back. Number 4, Big Show eats some bad grub the night before a show and pays for it. We've all been there, blissfully enjoying a plate full of seemingly harmless grub, only to spend the next 24 hours hanging over a toilet seat in various positions. Unfortunately for the Big Show, though, the catastrophic results of some ill-timed food poisoning chose to kick into gear at a time when there wasn't a bathroom in sight. The now AEW man consumed the chow during a WWE tour in 2003 that saw the company travel to South Africa. Then, later on in the evening, Show found himself locking up with the last person on planet Earth you want to come face-to-face with on a dicky stomach, Brock Lesnar. As the two tangled and the titanic athlete hit the mat during the contest, Show soon realized things had gone south fast. Literally. Then, having gotten wind of his rival's perilous situation, a devious Lesnar opted to begin stepping on Show's stomach in an effort to force out more crap slash embarrassment. This forced a change to the pre-planned finish of the match, and likely taught the former WWE champion to be a little more cautious when it comes to deciding on his pre-match meal. Number 3, Cody Rhodes travels for 17 hours to get to a WCPW show. Back when Cody Rhodes was fresh out of the WWE system post-2016, the son of the American Dream made a point of traveling to as many different promotions as possible, putting on matches against some of the finest talents the world away from Vince McMahon's empire had to offer. However, his need to prove himself and determination to not let those down who had supported him during such a vital part of his progression as a performer sometimes resulted in the star putting himself through the ringer just to make a single appearance. One of such instances went down at the start of 2017, when the American Nightmare went the extra mile for none other than What Culture Pro Wrestling. After battling Juice Robinson in the Tokyo Dome at Wrestle Kingdom 11, Cody flew for 17 hours in order to make WCPW's Kirby Mania event in Liverpool. The star would then retain his internet championship against Zack Sabre Jr., revealing his hellacious schedule and the fact he'd lost his bags in Manchester Airport to an appreciative audience, who showed their appreciation by buying him a well-earned beer there and then. What a champ. Number 2, Christian goes to the wrong town and drives for 4 hours to make the right one. Around the time Christian and Randy Orton were feuding over the World Heavyweight Championship both on screen and on the house show circuit in 2011, stars would usually be given a hard copy of a calendar with all of the dates they were required for on it. So upon checking over this all-important document, Christian found that his next WWE show would be going down in Springfield, Missouri. Ever the professional, the former world champion opted to get to the hotel early, fitting a decent workout and meal in before he was needed at the arena. However, when Christian finally made it to the building, a quick phone call to a WWE official soon made it clear that he was in the completely wrong town. The WWE circus was actually in Cape Girardeau that night, a change that had been made 2 weeks earlier unbeknownst to Christian. Despite driving for 4 hours and doing everything in his power to make the town, Captain Charisma would devastatingly turn up at the show just as his replacement made their way down the ramp, and a heartbreaking return to Springfield was all he had to show for his valiant efforts in the end. Number 1, Stone Cold Steve Austin spends the night in hospital. By the time Stone Cold Steve Austin had made it to WrestleMania 19 to face The Rock in what would be his final ever match, the Texas Rattlesnake had been going hard for over a decade. Unfortunately, on the night before this epic last hurrah, those years of punishment well and truly caught up with him. Moments after completing a workout with Kevin Nash, Austin felt his heart beating at an alarming rate and was soon rushed straight to hospital. Doctors eventually clocked that the star was severely dehydrated, something Austin later revealed was likely brought on by drinking too much wine, coffee, and energy drinks up until that point. Yep, that'll probably do it. After pumping 4 liters of fluid back into the bionic redneck, Austin was finally discharged and given the green light to go to war with the Great One at the Show of Shows. However, this frightening turn of events just hours before a match in front of 54,000 screaming fans proved to be the last straw for Austin when it came to his career as an active in-ring performer, with the star refusing to step back into the squared circle for a contest ever since.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.